אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לה.
We're reading from the book Zohar for All, the portion of Balak, item 109. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be live. Again, the book of Zohar for All, the portion of Balak, item 109.
אמר רבי אלעזר ג'
רבי אלעזר said, three sanctities were given to Israel down below in the text, and you have become sanctified and you became holy, because I, the Lord, am holy. The child told him, that is well, however, you did not remember the spear until I took it from behind your shoulder and placed it in your hand. From here onwards, remember that spear that is in your hand. Go back to the place that you left, meaning to the interpretation that you began with. A spear means the dinim, judgments of the nukva. Therefore, the interpretation of sanctity, that Israel awakened by themselves the judgments of the Masach of Malchut, is considered as a spear, which is not so with the Dush, the interpretation of Rabbi Elazar, who was speaking from Osei Dvoro, those who do his words, which is the judgments of Malchut, and hearing his words, Lishmo, called Dvoro, which is the judgments of Binah, that is considered as a double-edged sword. Binah and Malchut. Therefore, the child said, you did not remember the spear, the interpretation of the Holy Ones, until I took it from behind your shoulder and placed it in your hand. Because the child reminded him, and as he took the spear that he forgot and left behind him, and he placed it in his hand, from here onwards, you'll remember the spear that is in your hand, meaning that he will use the interpretation of the Holy Ones. 110. It is written, bless the Lord, his angels. Baruchu, bless, is the extension of blessings from the place from which all the blessings emerge from Binah, until they become breicha, a pool. From the extension that was drawn, and from the multitude of the water in the pool, from all the abundance, immediately the waters produce many fish, many degrees, to several species, especially several kinds. And this extension is the mark of the Lord, Malchut, the extension of the light that illuminates from the illuminating mirror, Zeranpin, which is extended from above Binah to below to Malchut. 111. To the upper angels, in the height of the upper chamber, it is said to them, Baruch Hashem, bless the Lord. We who are down below, why do we say bless the Lord? Because we have to extend over ourselves the word et, that which is Malchut, and through her we come before the king Zeranpin to see his face. Therefore, David said, I shall witness your face, betzedek, in justice. Ani betzedek, I in justice, in Malchut, that through tzedek, Malchut, I shall witness your face. And because of that, the beginning of the prayer is, Baruch et Hashem, bless the Lord, to extend upon our heads the word et, Malchut. And after we have extended et aleinu over us, we can say the prayer and praise. 112. And because of that, it is forbidden to bless a person before he prayed his prayer and has extended upon his head et, that which is Malchut. And if one has preceded and has blessed a person earlier, then that person extends like a bama, a stage over his head, instead of the et, that he has to extend over his head. Therefore, it is as though he made him a stage. 113. Because of this, it is written to the upper angels, bless the Lord, and we et Hashem, as an addition, that we first have to extend Malchut. The child said, I certainly knew that your weapons of war are good. Remember them, do not forget them. Certainly the mightiness of a person who is waging a war is with the spear and the sword. But what is it that it's written, the mighty heroes who do his words hear his words. Rabbi Elazar said, I've already said the explanation. That child said, I've already known that the force of your arm has weakened, because he said, I found that praise and no other, and that he forgot the three holy ones. Now is the time to not wait, but rather to strike with the slingshot, stone after stone, as written with the slingshot and with the stone in speedily, in haste, one following the other. 1:14, the child said, it is written, I am black and beautiful, the daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the sheets of Solomon, Shlomo. Do not see me that I am dark, at the time that Malchut, with great love to her beloved Zeranpin, through the pressure of her love, that she cannot tolerate the separation, she diminished herself to a great diminution, until all that is visible of her is the katnut of a single point, the letter Yud. Then she's covered with all of her hosts and camps, and she says, I am black, that in that letter U there is no whiteness in its interior as with the other letters. I am black, and I have no room to put you under my wings. As the tents of Kedar, darkness, which are Yud, that has no whiteness in it, like the sheets, curtains of Solomon, which are Vav. Because 1:15. Because of that, Al tiruni, do not see me. Do not see me at all, because I am a small boy. Point. Dot. What do her hosts do? The mighty heroes? They roar like mighty lions. As written, the lions roar towards their to go out and prey, or to eat, to chase prey. From all the voices and the roars that they roar like mighty, powerful lions, her beloved hears her up above, and he knows that his beloved is in love with him as he is, and she diminished herself out of his love until her form and beauty are not visible at all. 1:16. Then out of the voices and roars of those mighty heroes of hers, her beloved Zeranpin comes out of his palace with several gifts and presents in the scents and perfumes and comes to her, and he finds her black and small without any form and beauty. He approaches her, he embraces her, and he kisses her until she awakens bit by bit from the scents and the perfumes and from the joy of her beloved Zeranpin who is with her. She is built and takes on her correction with her form and beauty and becomes the hay of Havaya, as she was to begin with. 1:17. And this was done to her through the mighty heroes who brought her back to her form and beauty, and their force and their might caused that. Therefore it is written, the mighty heroes who do his words, that they who do his words, because they correct that thing, Malchut, called Davar, thing, and they bring her back to her initial form. Once she was corrected and becomes beautiful as earlier, then they and all the other hosts stand ready to hear whatever she says, as written, to hear his words. And she stands like a king among his hosts. And this is as written, Osei Dvaro, doing his words, that they do or make Malchut. 1:18. Similarly, down below, at a time that there are wicked people in the generation, Malchut covers herself and diminishes herself until out of her entire form only a single point is visible. And when the mighty heroes and the true righteous come, they make this thing, Malchut called thing, and she starts illuminating bit by bit, and she comes back to her form and her beauty, and becomes the hay of Havaya as to start with. There are two manners with which the Malchut goes back and diminishes until she becomes a point below the Chazeh, which is the point of her Keter, and her first nine disappear. The first manner, in the order of her emanation and her construction, because there are two situations in Malchut in her construction. The first state is regarding the two great lights. Then Malchut is in Chokhmah without Chasadim, and she greatly yearns for the zivug, coupling panim bepanim, face to face, with Zeranpin, so that he would impart chasadim to her. And because of that, she cannot bear that state, and she diminishes herself to the point, till she becomes a point below the chazeh, in terms of the kelim of Zeranpin, and up to a point beneath the yesod, in terms of the lights of Zeranpin. Because there's an opposite value between the vessels and the lights. And after she returns to this diminution, then the lower ones raise man, and she rises to Abba Ve'ima and is reconstructed. At a time that Malchut is in great love to her beloved Zeranpin, because of the magnitude of her love to Zeranpin, to receive chasadim from him, until she cannot bear the state of separation, to be in Chokhmah without chasadim, she diminishes herself with a great diminution to a point below the Yesod, her Keter, and all her first nine disappear. Then, out of the voices and the roars of those mighty heroes of hers, that by the raising man of the tzaddikim, the righteous ones, she's reconstructed again and comes to the second state of zivug, coupling panim bepanim with Zeranpin, face to face with Zeranpin. The second manner, she's diminished to a point because of the sins of the lower ones. And here too, she's reconstructed by the true righteous that are able to defend their generation. And there's a great difference between these two manners, because in the first manner, when she was diminished to a point out of her own will, for the zivug of panim with Zeranpin, then the first nine that she lost do not fall to the shells, rather they return to the root, to Zeranpin, which is not so in the second manner, when she was diminished due to the sins of the lower ones. Her first nine fall to the klipot, and it is impossible to build her again until you bring her first nine out of the klipot shells. 1:19, the child said, "I shall bless." Go, they told him, go and bless. It is worthy of you to bless. He said, "How holy you are, how many blessings are destined for you from the upper Ima, from the holy Ima, Bina, because you did not prevent me from blessing." 1:20, it is written, one who denies the crops, the wheat, or the grain, the nations shall punish him. And one who, and a blessing for one's head is if he can sustain. Every person must do the blessing of the food, and if he doesn't know how to do it, his wife or his sons bless for him. And a curse will come to that person who doesn't know how to bless, until he requires his wife and children to bless for him. 1:21, and if he does know, he has to educate his son and give him a cup so that he can bless. And if he denies him, if he prevents him for, and he will not be educated, then the nations shall punish him. He stops the grains, meaning the bal, that means that he stops the sun, so as not to bless the Creator and not to be educated to the mitzvot. The nations shall punish him, the holy mother, Malchut. That person would be cursed for having prevented his son from blessing the Creator. He would be cursed to Malchut, and she would not impart any blessings upon him. 1:22, I'm the sole son of my mother. Give me a cup, and I'll bless the holy king who gave, placed in my mother's house, the mighty heroes that have spoken harsh things before them, and I've beaten them, defeated them. Because of that, I'll bless, and before that, I shall settle that verse that we've started with. 1:23, Monea Bar, one who stops his son from blessing, the nations shall curse him, as written, and the son of the Israeli woman cursed the name, cursed the Creator. Vayikov, he cursed, means he shall interpret, explain. Oh, sorry, he shall retire, meaning that through his sins he'll retire from the Holy Mother, Malchut, And a blessing to the head of one who sustains is that person who will educate his son to bless to the Creator, to educate him with the mitzvot of Torah. It is written, what is his name and what is the name of his son, that you shall know them. That name is known. It is the Lord of hosts, Bina, that all of the hosts are hers. The name of his son, Israel, Zeranpin, as written, my elder son, my firstborn son, is Israel. And Israel, all the keys of faith, all the degrees of Malchut, called Emunah, faith, depend on him, on Zeranpin called Israel. And he is praised and says, the Lord have said to me, you are my son. That Havaya, Bina, told Zeranpin, you are my son. Because Abba Ve'ima, the right and left of Bina, called Yeshut, and also Abba Ve'ima, have crowned Zeranpin and blessed him with several blessings. Because all the mochin of Zeranpin come from Yeshut. And they said and they decreed to all, Nashkubar, kiss the son, kiss the hand of that son, Zeranpin, who was given governance over everything, that everyone will serve him. So that he will not fornicate, since Abba Ve'ima had crowned Zeranpin in judgment and mercy. One who is rewarded with din, judgment, is to judgment. One who is rewarded with rachamim, mercy, is to mercy. 125. All the blessings of above and below rise to this son, Zeranpin, and they are crowned. And one who denies the blessings from this son, his sins shall retire before the Holy King, the mother Bina. And it is written about that, denying his son, the nations shall curse him. And a blessing to the one who sustains is the one who blesses and invites through a cup of blessing the Creator. By that the Sitra Achra breaks, and through her breaking she surrenders, and the side of sanctity rises. And this is as written, and a blessing to the head of the one who sustains. As he raises and blesses the Creator, and makes the Sitra Achra break, so the Creator draws a blessing upon him from above. And that one called the blessing, Malchut, dwells upon his head. 126. From here onwards, friends, let us bless. They gave him a cup of blessing, and he blessed. And all the friends were in joy that from the day of the feast of Rabbi Hilula, the friends did not rejoice at that day that they sat there. They preceded and blessed him with joy and with the heart's desire. That child said, you should depart from me only through words of Torah. 127. It is written, and Havaya goes between them on the day with the pillar of the cloud. And Havaya implies that Malchut, that there is a pronunciation, a punctuation above it, from the meaning it is written above the word Vehavaya. And the pronunciation, the punctuation, Pazir, which is standing upright. At that time, how nice and beautiful was the bride Malchut, that until now she was surrendering in the exile, and now she is going with her head high within her multiple, within her public, with joy. 128. And in the word Vehavaya, there is a punctuation up above. And later it is written, going before them on the day. Until now it wasn't known if that bride, Malchut, implied with the name Vehavaya, is going before them or not, since the punctuation stops in the word Vehavaya, because the singing of Pazir over Vehavaya stops between Vehavaya, Malchut, and between the one who is going with them on the day. However, Malchut, implied with the name Vehavaya, was there. But the one who goes between them is the elder of the house, the host, that one that the Creator swore to, and this is Abraham, the chesed of Zeranpin, as written, on the day the Creator shall command his mercy, and also, if not for my covenant, day and night. Chesed is called day, because it is the day in which all the days, all the sefirot of Zeranpin, are included in him, in the chesed, a day of all the other days, and it is the remaining of the days, the remaining days. Therefore, it is called Yomam, and not Yom. Because of this, it is written, Vehavaya holech lifnehem Yomam, and the Creator is going between them, Yomam, on the day. And Chesed Zeranpin goes on the day, and the bride implied with the name Vehavaya is going at night. It's written, and at night on the pillar of fire to shine for them. That is the bride, Malchut, each one as he should, because Zeranpin is the government of the governance of the day, and Malchut is the governance of the night. And you, the friends, day and night will be before you at any hour. They kissed him and blessed him as earlier, and they went. 129. They came before Rabbi Shimon and told him that tale. He wondered, he said, how beautiful is he, but he shall not be named. A fin tree, when its light ascends, it rises for a time, and it immediately turns off and falls lower, sinks. And also, I said already, where did that light come from? That he is the son of Rabbi Himnona. 130. He opened and said, his seed shall be heroes in that land. A generation of honest people shall be blessed. When a man is the mighty of the land, mighty in the Torah, meaning overcoming his evil inclination, then he is hero in the land, that his light rises and extends a great illumination. Then it is written, the generation of the honest is blessed. 131. We see children saying upper things, and they are later becoming the leaders of the world. He told them, children who say one thing or two things for a while without their intention, by that a person is guaranteed to be rewarded if studying Torah in Israel. But that child whose light stands upon itself in complete reason, that is not so. And even more so with the Creator, his passion is to smell that apple. Therefore, he has to depart. Happy is his share. 132. Happy are you, the righteous ones, that it is written about you, and the remainders of the house of Israel remains as a root below and made fruit up above. The root below, like Rabbi Himnona, who departed from the world, and it is a root down below for the seminary of the firmament, the yeshiva, seminary of Matat. And it bears fruit up above, in the upper seminary, the seminary of the Creator. How good is the root and the fruit, and if by that I would not give sorrow to the Creator, since he wants to smell it, I would make it so that none would be able to rule over him, so that his days will be prolonged. But may it be so that his mother would not feel any sorrow over him, and so it came to be that he passed away. A question of Gustavo by El Salvador. He's asking, is it correct that when we say that when you look at the letters of the Book of Zohar in Aramaic, even though we don't understand the language, automatically it simply connects us to the light?
Nothing happens automatically. You can imagine or depict the following. A baby is born and grows in this world because it is grown, and the baby, it grows itself with respect to the grown-ups. That's how it is on behalf of nature, and lets the grown-ups treat him. And then they treat him, they take care of him, and then he grows. If a person nullifies himself during the studying, during the reading, that he doesn't understand and doesn't feel, but he wants to be in that, he wants to be treated, taken care of, the lights, the friends, the state itself, the great society that is engaged in all of that, then he is undergoing correction, but he has to have the intention. Yes. That even if he forgets, but nonetheless, there has to be some kind of a belonging.
So Kostya from Kiev is asking, continuing that, how to rise above the words and their meaning and at the same time maintain the intention. Follow the text, yet maintain the intention.
Why does he have to disregard it?
He's asking how to follow the text yet maintain the intention.
The main thing is the intention, and the text, it's as much as he can ascribe it to it. And bit by bit, in these words, you'll start seeing the right meaning in these words. Child, the wise, or Sfirot, or Malchut, or Bina, he'll see it. Meaning, through the reforming light that works on a person bit by bit, gradually, different such sensations will be revealed in him, where he'll be in touch with what's happening. This article, Yanuka, it is well known. And we see it in several places, yes.
In the context of the regarding the words, Moshe from Israel is asking, who are the mighty heroes in a person? In that article, they mentioned a lot the mighty heroes.
I don't know how to explain it. Those who attain the force from above are called the heroes in force. And of course, it's not those who look for muscles or something.
George from Detroit is asking, what should be our attitude or what should change in it so that he would bestow on us, affect us, and would change us?
We have to be connected, united. A person who does not feel himself within a group, like in a team, like in a commando, like something that exists as a whole that consists of parts. If he doesn't feel himself that way, naturally, then his intentions are incorrect, to begin with. And then, from the feeling of reality that is all interconnected in him, he wants, along with it, to belong, cleave on, connect to the Creator. He understands that it happens as a result of his inner change, meaning he has an expectation of it. And let's move on to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part from Tess.